Radio, AM 820.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients, and why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Position yourself for success at Ohio Dominican University.
With an outstanding academic reputation, ODU offers an education that produces graduates grounded in faith, values, and ethics.
Ranked in the top tier of U.S. News and World Report's rating of Midwest universities, Ohio Dominican offers a wide range of academic programs that are in demand in today's marketplace.
Whether you're launching your career or preparing for grad school, ODU is here to position you for future success.
Connect your passion with a purpose.
Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Hello everyone, Dino Carfagna here for Carfagna's Kitchen and Family Restaurante. Carfagna's offers the best in casual full-service Italian dining, featuring authentic handmade pastas, pizzas, strombolis, gourmet salads, and grilled sandwiches. Weekly specials include Monday's $5 bottle house wines, Wednesday $1 glass wine night, and Thursday's featuring thick-cut prime rib with two sides for under $19. Come and visit Carfagna's Kitchen at 2025 Polaris Parkway, just one block off I-71. And as always, go Stallions!
And welcome back to Marv Moorhead Stadium at halftime. DeSales leading Hamilton Township 28-0. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf at halftime. Joined now on the highlighter, as presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, by Principal Dan Gehrig from DeSales and Junior Leader Kyle Moon. And Dr. Gehrig, it's great to have you back on the program. You have to be happy with your team's performance on the football field right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way they've started off, and, you know, the kids are playing very confident football right now. And quite honestly, that's a tribute to their hard work, but also the coaching staff keeping them on an even keel. They've got some lofty goals, and they just want to go about it in a business-like fashion, and that's the way they've approached it thus far.
Now, you have a special guest with you. Introduce us to the young gentleman you have to your right here.
I am honored to do so. Larry, we're very blessed at our school to have some outstanding students, and quite honestly, Kyle is the epitome of that. Kyle Moon, who I'm referring to, is a junior. He's a junior class president, but he's really involved with a number of things. He's the prudential nominee for service at our school, and when I rattle off a few of the things he's involved with, I think you can understand why that was a relatively easy choice. In addition to being a student council president, Kyle is also the co-founder of an organization called Corral for the Kids, which raises money for pediatric cancer. In addition to that, he is the chairperson of an upcoming event where we are going to gather money and food and toys for the Haitian community of Greater Columbus. And he's going to be involved with that, as well as right now collecting toys and books for Nationwide Children's Hospital. So, and as if that's not quite enough, the young man's maintaining a 4.13 GPA.
Kyle, why the fascination and the dedication to helping so many people?
I've always really liked to be involved because there are so many people out there who aren't as fortunate as I have been blessed with. So to be able to help someone meet their needs is a really cool opportunity. And I think what really got me involved was when my brother was diagnosed with Crohn's disease when he was 9. My family became really involved with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and I saw how big of an impact that made on my brother's life, really improving his health and also becoming an advocate for others with the disease. So I think that that kind of opened up my field of service work, because I wanted to do more outside of just the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, but also touching the lives of other people.
And Larry, you've been an educator for 40 years. This is the kind of dream student you'd like in your classroom.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been so blessed to have great kids And when they come along, they just feed off each other. I mean, there are probably 15 more just like him or similar to him at DeSales who are aspiring to be like him. And that's the wonderful thing about leadership. When you get out there and you put yourself out front, you bring people along with you. All the boats are lifted in a rising tide. When you have people like Ryan out there leading the charge, it's easy, man. It's easy to follow people like you. So congratulations, Ryan, on all your accomplishments.
And Kyle, talk about being nominated for the Prudential Award. What does that mean to you?
Being nominated for the award means a lot. It's a huge honor. There are so many great students at St. Francis DeSales. Everyone in our school is really involved, so it would definitely be hard to choose a student. So actually being chosen as the student for the award is a huge honor.
Now, I understand you've done well in the classroom. If you carry this on for the next couple of years, do you have an idea yet where you would like to specialize when you go to college and after?
I would like to specialize in medicine, hopefully becoming a pediatric oncologist. My work with Hurrah for the Kids has really fueled a drive to help children with cancer, so I want to take that into the workplace as well.
If you go geriatric, let us know, because Larry and I are going to need some help in a couple
of
weeks.
And I can't even remember that your name's Kyle, not Ryan. Holy cow.
That's
maybe
okay,
I'm
Steve,
suffering
you're
already.
Fine.
Okay, Bill.
Now, I've got to ask you something. When you talk to other students, do you try to pass on that DeSales passion to them as well, too?
What was your question? I'm sorry.
When you talk to other students, do you try to pass on that same DeSales passion that you have, that drive to help others?
I think so. I think just working alongside other people, just working with someone and seeing what they do, you want to do that also. So I've also followed in other people's footsteps. I mean, seeing what my brother's done, what my mom has done for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, that's what kind of drove me to do that also. So when working with others, I also hope for them to get involved, which is kind of why I brought Hurrah for the Kids with for the students to DeSales. Rather than just working with them as a group on our own, we wanted to bring it to DeSales to actually get other students involved. And it's been a huge success because working with this school, we've actually had about 200 students join our club, which is awesome because it's so important to get other people involved. So rather than just having the five of us initially, we've grown that to about 200. So.
And Dan, you have to feel like a proud father when you see somebody like this.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I couldn't agree with Larry more. You know, when you are in the field of education and you see young people like this, it's very easy for us as we get a little bit older and we see the world that we live in and a lot of the challenges that we have to become cynical. But when you have a sideline seat, if you will, every day with kids like Kyle, you don't worry about the future. In fact, as Catholics, we are full of hope. And it's young people like Kyle that really fuel that hope.
And finally, I know the school play has already started, but 12 Angry Jurors continues, what, tomorrow?
Absolutely. Matinee. Thank you for saying talking about that, Randy. I had the opportunity to see it last night. And the 12 Angry Men, upon which the play is certainly taken after, I really like what they've done with it, because essentially what they've done, they've brought a diverse jury, women, number one, and also a variety of ethnicity and races, and it has brought an entirely different dynamic, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's going to be tomorrow at 3 o'clock, plenty of seats still available, and those who may be interested can simply go to the school and buy tickets at the door.
Dan, the food drive is still going on too, or not?
It absolutely is, and I think, Kyle, you're going to have to help me with this, but I believe we're right around 70% of our goal through five turn-in days, and we have six more to go. So we're feeling very good about our ability to reach our goal. And ultimately, if we achieve our goal, we will once again be the largest contributor to St. Stephen's Community Center, something we're very proud of.
Kyle, is that correct? It's a rare time that you get a chance to correct the principal if he's wrong, so let us know.
No, he's right on that. Sorry. Right.
Doggone it. I was hoping he was wrong.
Well, Kyle Moon, thank you so much for all you do as a leader, not only of tomorrow, but a leader of today. We appreciate what you've done at St. Francis DeSales.
Thank you for having me.
And for a basketball coach, you're doing a great job as a principal too, Dan Gehrig. Thank you for all the great work you've done down through the years.
I appreciate it, and I don't have to worry about officials giving me a technical.
Not
maybe
anymore.
A student or a parent from time to time. Oh, yeah. That's about it.
Dan
thank
Gehrig, thanks so much.
Thanks.
See you later, Dan.
We're at halftime of this contest. DeSales on top of Hamilton Township, 28-0. Ryan will check out the scores from other games and preview what's going to happen in the next weekend to come. We'll be active again with more games on AM 820. He's got about 12 minutes to tell you all the things going on in the world, and it's really exciting right now if you're a fan of the Central Catholic League. DeSales leads here at halftime, 28-0 on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. AMA 20.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, I'm Monica DeAndrea, and on behalf of Miracle Motor Mart, I would like to say thank you. Thanks to all our local support, we've been able to expand our business. We're proud to say we have two locations, one at the corner of Morris Road and Cleveland Avenue, and another with a full and thriving service department located on East Main Street in Whitehall. It's been an honor to serve this community for the last 26 years, and we hope you experience at Miracle Motor Mart a better way to buy a car.
Education First Credit Union offers our members a variety of products and services to meet all their financial needs.
Since 1936, our values haven't changed. It's always been about putting our members' financial best interests first.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easy.
Simply visit us online, in person, or give us a call. Together, we are better.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Salazzo Marble and Granite cheers on our Catholic high school teams. Salazzo Marble is Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selection. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 45-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. That's Salazzo Marble, S-O-L-A-Z-Z-O. Online at salazzomarble.com. Arrivederci.
The Stallions scored 21 points in 6 minutes and cruised to a 28-0 halftime lead over Hamilton Township in the CCL football game of the week. It is also the Division III Region 11 title game. Hello, everybody. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820. The Stallions rolling like they have all season long. Alonzo Booth got it started with a 98-yard touchdown run for the Stallions on their first drive of the game. Cole Silvestri has a touchdown pass, a touchdown run, and, of course, Ryan Corcoran with that big interception return for a touchdown, accounting for all of the Stallions' scores as they look to do what Hartley and Newark Catholic did last night, and that's punch their ticket into the state semifinals. Divisions 3, 5, and 7 playing tonight in the Ohio High School playoffs, so let's get you up to date on all of that action. If DeSales hangs on and wins this Region 11 final, they will play the winner of Region 9, and in that game, right now, Akron Hoban has a 20-3 lead over New Philadelphia, the team that a lot of people think will be there at the end if the Stallions make it. Toledo Central Catholic, they just have a 6-0 lead over Lexington tonight in Region 10. In Region 12, they got a good game going on as Trotwood Madison leads St. Mary's 20-7. In Division 5 tonight, in Region 17, Canton Central Catholic has a 17-7 lead over Garfield. Garfield scoring first in that one, but it's been all Central Catholic since then. In Region 18, Norwayne has a 20-7 lead over Edison. Region 19, Coshocton leads Wheelersburg 16-0. In Region 20, kind of a surprise here because Cincinnati Hills Christian Academy has been great all season long, but it is all cold water so far. The Cavs with the 28-7 lead over CHCA. Region 27 and Division 7, that's where the other local team is playing tonight. And Harvest Prep at the half has a 21-15 lead over Waterford, the one seed in Region 27. Daniel Bangura, like he has all season long, been great for the Warriors. He has two touchdowns in this one, and they get a long touchdown pass and two-point conversion just before the half to come to that 21-15 lead over the Wildcats. Harvest Prep hangs on. They will play the winner of Region 25, and right now JFK is hammering Norwalk St. Paul 36-13. JFK, weather playing a factor in this game. It sounds like JFK has three defensive touchdowns so far. So everything going wrong for St. Paul in that one, and going good for JFK. In Region 26, Crestview has a 21-14 lead over Macomb. In Region 28, Minster has just scored to open the second half. They extend their lead to 21-7 over Fort Recovery in that one. Last night, football here on AM 820, and man, was it a good one in the Division 4 Region 14 finale as Hartley hangs on to knock off Ottawa Glandorf 38-35. So the Hawks moving on to the state semifinals next week. They will play Kettering Alter. They won Region 16 28-7 over Wyoming. The other Division 4 games for next week, well, the other Division 4 game for next week will pit Perry versus Steubenville. Both of those teams won last night. Perry 15-6 winners in Region 13 over Notre Dame Cathedral. And in Region 15, Steubenville knocked off Shelby 29-15. In Division 6 last night, man, it was all Green Wave. Newark Catholic knocking off the two seed Fort Fry in Region 23, 41-7. The Green Wave defense, like it has been all season long, was fantastic. Kyle Gibson with a couple touchdowns in that one. Tanner Lake, a big touchdown catch. So congratulations to Coach Franks and the Green Wave. They move on to the state semifinals in the Final Four next weekend, where they will take on the winner of Region 21, Cuyahoga Heights. They knock off Kirtland last night, 17-0. In Region 22, Patrick Henry beat Napoleon in that game, 14-10. That was the game that was delayed by lightning last night. So they got a late start. They finished late. But Patrick Henry moving on in that one. And in Region 24, Maria Stein Marion Local knocked off Mechanicsburg 26-15. We mentioned it was a great night for Central Ohio last night, and that all started off in Division 1. Olentangy Liberty trailed for most of the game, but like they have all season, very resilient. They come back late. They knock off Lorraine 24-20 by a Brendan White touchdown run and then a Brendan White touchdown pass as well. So the Patriots move on to next week, where they will take on Cleveland St. Ignatius. What a game they had up in Bedford last night. Ignatius beats St. Ed's 38-31. So that will be the game next week. Liberty versus Cleveland St. Ignatius. Pickerington Central, you can never count out Coach Jarrett and the Tigers. They knock off Huber Heights Wayne last night on a late field goal, 17-14. So Pickerington Central moves on to next week, where they will play Cincinnati Sycamore in that one. Excuse me, actually Cincinnati St. X. I'm sorry, St. X won that one in overtime last night, 35-28. St. X coming from behind in that one. So the Bombers and the Tigers next week in Division 1. In Division 2, the only loss for Central Ohio last night coming when New Albany fell to Perry. The final score in that one was 17-6. So the season comes to an end for Coach Samanich and the Eagles. 9-4. What a great year for New Albany, battling injuries all the way. Congratulations to them on their great season. Region 5 in Division 2, Warren Harding is moving on. They knock off Hudson last night, 21-7. Anthony Wayne also moving on. They beat Olmsted Falls 38-31. And then in Region 8, it was the two-time defending Division 2 state champs, Cincinnati LaSalle, knocking off Miamisburg 45-14. 28-0 is the score. DeSales leading Hamilton Township in the Division 3 Region 11 final. We know we'll be back next Friday night as Hartley takes on Kettering Alter. We're going to try to do the same as long as DeSales hangs on and wins this one on Saturday. We'll find out if that's the case. Second half action of the CCL football game of the week coming up next right here on AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where the deals have never been better than during the Ram Power Days. Save up to $11,000 on new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4s or get 0% financing for 72 months on all new 2016 Ram 1500s. Shop us 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Because from the moment we meet, You become the most important patient we could possibly have. It's why we'll go above and beyond today. And go even further tomorrow. Because caring for you is an honor and a blessing. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason for everything we do. You are why we seek the best people with the highest levels of skill, training, and experience. And why we invest in the best equipment, from life-saving technology to healing spaces with all the comforts of home. So you can get better. So you can live, work, play, love. Mount Carmel, because of you.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.